Your mind cans.
1300 872 911.
Macca's waiting to take your call. Classic hits 846 4CA.
That'll do us for the message because we've got Darren set to go already. I'll just read briefly what it says in today's Cairns Post. A landmark decision to rezone a championship golf course at Kawarra Beach has opened the door to a game-changing $300 million residential and tourism precinct. The decision sets plans in motion to develop the 115-hectare Paradise Palms land as a world-class attraction. According to the developer, the emotionally charged decision, 13 months in the making, was described by the mayor as one of the, quote, soberest discussions we have ever had. Anyway, I'm going to cut to the chase now because Darren's here available on the line. Yes, he's set. Hello, Darren.
How are you, John?
I'm well, but how were you yesterday when the announcement came down?
Yeah, no, good, mate. It was a good announcement, good result. A lot of work went into it, and I think we got the right outcome.
Yeah, were you surprised? Were you a little bit nervous as you went into this this meeting?
You're always nervous in a democracy where people get a say, and
yeah,
you just got to go with the vote. And yeah, we were lucky enough that we knew that if we did all the work and got all the expert reports and. Showed council that they would agree with our opinion, and they did a lot of work on it and held us accountable, and I think we got the right outcome for everybody.
Now, this is going to be a hell of a challenge in words, paint a picture for us of what it will ultimately look like, particularly when we talk about the adventure playground or whatever. Is this something that might be compared with what's on the Gold Coast or whatever?
No, so so let me walk you through each piece. I'll start with the There's a housing estate, there's a new school, there's a retirement precinct, right? They're all pretty standard products, right? The school will be built vertically, a bit like St. Joseph's, I imagine, in town. Nice large house blocks, lots of greenery, 85 acres of green space and walking tracks. But the exciting piece of the whole development is the tourist park, the refurbishment of the clubhouse, and the kids' play areas around it, and the new water park. Now, the water park won't be like Wet n Wild, and I've made that very clear, but it won't be the size of Sugar World. Our visual visions have got 11 water slides on two towers, big splash pad areas. So it'll be Sugar World, but double the size, right? So it'll be an attraction all by itself, and people will go there and stay and use it, and residents will go and use it of a night or on the weekends or whenever they have time. They'll have to pay like any commercial activity, but it'll be a great attraction. And we believe once the water park and tourist park is built, it will attract about 95,000 tourists a year will come and stay.
Okay.
At the facility, which is a massive injection of business and customers to the Northern Beaches areas.
Yeah. Now, tourist park, what doesn't conjure up a clear picture in my mind? Is it a van park or what is it?
So we all know the success that Coconuts has had on the south side at Waree.
Yep.
It's that, just larger. So it'll have units varying from one bedroom, two bedroom and three bedroom accommodation units all on one level.
Yeah.
Like little townhouses. It'll have camping sites, RV sites, camp trailer sites. But there will be a green spine down the middle of all greenery. There'll be roads all around the facility, activities, pump tracks, mini golf, more jumping pillows, more pools. It's a really fun place, right? That's what these things are these days. And there's lots of them that are littered around Australia that have been developed over the last 5 years, because these days people want to travel with their kids, they want to go away, get away and experience nature, not stay in hotels as much, and they're becoming a very attractive asset and an attractive place for people to go on holiday and use as their base. And our thoughts are people would come to Cairns, use this as their base, and then travel to Port Douglas, to Palm Cove, to the Reef, to the Atherton Tablelands, and use our new facility as their base for doing that.
Now, if you've got any idea, this is a tricky one. When's completion date of the whole concept?
Look, in the current market, so if we had the approval a year ago, I think we would have sold probably 50 to 150 lots of land this last 6 months.
Mm.
So we'd be halfway through the residential estate.
Yeah.
So if we get the approval, which we got yesterday, and if PPRA don't appeal it, then you would think we would be starting construction of residential lots April, May, June, once the wet season has passed.
Yeah.
The tourist park, that's a 5 or 6 stage product, depending on how busy it gets and much and the demand on that. Mm. So we would start initially with the water park, playground areas, revamp the clubhouse, and do the first stage of units and van sites, and then we then expand on that, because you can't build it all at once, because if you build it all at once, then you can't manage the yield on those nightly rates. But so it's all about managing yield, making it profitable all the way through.
When's the first kid going to slide down a water slide, approximately, if you had to have a guess?
I'm hoping Easter 22.
Oh, okay.
At the outside.
It's just around the corner.
Well, the people have said to us, the manufacturers have said, it's from when we order it, it's probably an 8 to 10 month process to manufacture and install them. So we're thinking, yeah. if we know what we're doing by January, February, order it then. Yeah. It arrives Christmas time next year. Then you build it 3 months, and then you're open for Easter the following year.
Okay. Excellent, Darren. By the way, Stacey Quaid's got a somewhat used water slide available, going cheap. It was up for auction last week from the old Sugar World.
I know. I've seen that one, and I've also seen the other one from Waterworks.
From Lake Street.
Years ago.
Yeah. You would have probably gone down that years ago as a kid.
I loved it. I was from Innisfail, and we used to love coming to Cairns and going down the Waterworks.
Yeah.
But no, they're all a bit too old and, too hard to maintain. Yeah. And ours is specifically being designed for what we have there and who our customers are. So, it's very exciting. Couldn't be happier.
Good on you, Darren. Thanks for the update. That's Darren Halpin. He's the Managing Director of Paradise Palms Resort. That story, by the way, where is it here, was written by Peter Carruthers in today's Cairns Post on page 6.